is go, go, go here on the opening day of racing at TT 2025. We're what, 11 and a half minutes away from the start of the Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. So we will be going through the changes of programme very, very quickly. It's pages 20 and 21 that you need in your programme. So do, while we give you a chance to gather that, we'll just get a reaction from Mike Boove on that lap by the Crows. He's rejoined us. How do you, Mike, after a nice little break?
Hello, boy.
121 plus miles per hour.
Do you know what? We all knew that them boys were going to bring something really special to TT 2025, didn't we? And they've delivered. What an incredible achievement that was.
Absolutely sensational. A dominant win by the Crows in the opening sidecar TT. Okay, pages 20 and 21 in your event programme for the Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. The non-starters are numbers 4, 10, 14, 20, 22, 25, 29, 45, 50, 52, 58, and 64. Change of rider and machine. Number 42 is now Matt Stevenson, who moves up from number 65 and will ride a Yamaha R6. So Matt Stevenson in your programme at number 65 will now ride at number 42 on a Yamaha R6. Number 43 will be Erno Costamo, riding again a Yamaha R6. So 43, Erno Costamo riding Yamaha R6. Changes of machine are number 55, Michael Russell, who switches from the Suzuki in your programme to a Kawasaki ZX636. Michael Russell now riding a Kawasaki. And number 59, Paul Pochi-Williams, will ride a Suzuki GSX R600. Paul Pochi-Williams rides Suzuki. Those are the changes to programme for the Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Let's have a very quick look, Mike, at the qualifying times, and it was Dean Harrison who led the way.
Yeah, he was impressing all the way through qualifying week, wasn't he? Not just on the big bike, but some impressive laps on the 600 as well. Didn't have what we thought he was going to have in the Superbike race earlier, so I expect he'll be looking to make amends this afternoon in
Absolutely.
The Supersport
the
race.
Supersport is the bike that he rides all year. He did set a new fastest ever qualifying lap that we've seen at the TT in the class the other day. That was on Friday, 128.093. So we know the bike has certainly got the pace in it.
Definitely.
Absolutely, it was 3 seconds quicker than Michael Dunlop on the Ducati Panigale. But we all sat and watched the Northwest 200 and saw what that Ducati could do and went, wow.
We did, and the Supersport class has got Michael Dunlop's name all over it, hasn't it? Let's just see how that V-twin can manage round a three-lap Supersport race, though. You know, you have a look on the road and the street, there's a lot of people riding around on Ducatis, and Ducatis are fairly dominant in MotoGP. We've seen them been dominant on short circuits like in World Superbikes and British Superbikes, but they've never had a lot of domination in here just because they're quite difficult to set up, and you know, they historically have had, you know, certain reliability issues. So it'd be great to see a Panigale finish in a TT, particularly on the top step of the podium.
Absolutely. Peter Hickman was third fastest, but if we take him out of him, it's Davy Todd on the Pagets, the cool man by Pagets Honda. Fourth, of course, for our race winner this morning, Davy Todd. Josh Brooks will then be fourth fastest on the Jackson Racing by Prosper Honda. James Hillier, fifth on the Bournemouth Kawasaki. Paul Jordan will be sixth on the Jackson Racing by Prosper 2 Honda. Seventh fastest will be James Hind on the Norflix Components Suzuki. Eighth will be Mike Brown, ninth Rob Hodgson, and tenth Ian Hutchinson. But we are literally even 8 minutes away from the start of this race. Let's get down to the ground and join Beth and Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to have a quick chat with 18th. Number 18 is 14th quickest in qualifying, 1:23.28. Is Mikey Evans just speaking to Ben Ray at the moment? Ben, just jump in, Ben. Sorry to jump into your conversation, young man. Michael Evans about to go out on the Triumph. Bit blowy.
Yeah, it seems to have picked up a little. But yeah, all right.
Happy with it?
Yeah, it's just it's the same as everyone. We've done four laps the whole week, so we kind of got to a point. We haven't touched the bike. just kind of got up to pace with it. So I'm hoping that hopefully we can go a bit quicker here and the bike doesn't protest much and just stays the same, but see what happens.
All right, good luck, Michael Evans. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
I'm here now with Gary Johnson, just taking a drink as we just get ready for this. How are you feeling? Good to see you back again, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I'm a tiny bit nervous. You know, first time setting off in a race in 3 years. Hey, it's not like I don't know where I'm going around here, but I could just do to adjust myself, get up to some speed. I'm going to use this one as a bit of a test. You know, just be sensible. Of course, I want to be near the front. If the bike's working good, then I'll be going well. If it's playing up a little bit, you know, we'll work on it for the next one. But I'm happy, nervous, might go for a little wee, get rid of it.
Probably a good idea, actually. And we talked to you at the start of practice week, and you obviously were so pleased to be back here. Did everything go to plan apart from the weather?
Yes, everyone struggled with the weather a little bit. More than me, because obviously I've only got one bike. I've got my own personal goals around here that I want to set, and you know, just concentrate on that. I'm loving every second on the island, as I always do. It's what a beautiful place when it's sunshiny. Hopefully we get this race out of the way before the wind comes in too hard.
Enjoy it, Gary. Thank you.
Cheers, darling.
Going to grab a quick word now with James Hine, if we can. Eighth quickest in qualifying on his machine on the lovely Suzuki GSXR. Just speaking to his team there just a moment. We've seen Mike Brown come up with Ian Hutchinson. I'll grab a word with James if we can. James, all right?
All right, Chris, yeah.
Just champion meet.
Yeah, I'll try again in this. I had a bit of an issue with the blade, so try again.
Got to try again. It's what the TT's about. What about the little bike then? We'll call that a little bike. What about it?
Yeah, well, we had some issues with it up until the second-class qualifying, but I did two laps on it, so fingers crossed, should be okay.
What problems have you got, or did you have?
Issues with the engine braking, this new firmware and that. It's a load of bollocks, to be honest, but yeah, we'll try. Yeah, that's all we can do.
All right, good luck, James Hind.
Cheers, Chris. Thank you.
Joey Thompson, how are you feeling? Another nerve-wracking few minutes.
Yeah, this is my best class, this one, so I'm going to try and get stuck in from the beginning. I didn't really get a good start on the first part of that superbike race, and then we had a problem with the kill switch once I came into pit lane. So it hasn't been the best day so far, so I'm going to try and rectify everything in this super sport race. I always enjoy riding that bike. It's my third TT on it, so I know it like the back of my hand. So, yeah, head down from the start and hopefully we can get a good result in this race.
And enjoying it must make things so much easier.
Yeah, practice week has been a testing one, to be honest, with the wind and damp patches and stuff, but conditions seem pretty good out there. The wind's picked up, but, yeah, I love riding around this place. I couldn't think of a better place to be. And, yeah, let's hope for a good result and
absolutely.
Hope everyone comes home safely as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Have a good one.
Going to grab a quick chat with number 57, Jack Fowler, while he gets himself taped up a little bit. The old tape's working magic. Jack, all right?
Yeah, all good, thanks, Chris. How are you?
Oh, blowing a bit.
Yeah, I must admit, yesterday was quite windy, probably not even as strong as it is today, and I really struggled being a taller lad, so I'm just sort of eager to get going and try and get through this one, really.
How's the Super Sport being machine? Machine being even, I'll try that bit.
Hard to say, to be honest. We've not really had the laps, and we've not had consistent laps, so you'd do a couple of laps one night and be like, right, we can press on tomorrow night. Then that was cancelled or whatever through, you know, no one's fault. And then we blew a head gasket and we've had to do a bit of a motor swap. And so I'm sort of going in a little bit unknown, to be totally honest, Chris. You know, it's there or thereabouts for where I am. But, yeah, not totally comfortable on it, if I'm being brutally honest.
All right, enjoy the three laps. Pit stop after lap one, don't forget.
I've wrote that on my dash, remember?
You really?
Yeah, I have, yeah, thanks.
Welcome, Jack, there you go. We were talked about that, didn't we, Mike Booth, the other day? It was earlier on today. 3 minutes to go, by the way. We talked about the pit stop thing, and you were saying if you don't have a pit board, Jack's written it on his dash, probably with duct tape and a marker pen, we'll have to say.
Yeah, it's these are the times where you maybe... It does throw a bit of a spanner in the works. You know, we always come on nine times out of ten when the race is a full length race, we come in on lap two, but yeah, it's just coming in on lap one, you're gonna have to remember about that.
Yeah, it is something they're gonna have to think about, and I'm sure the teams will have a little board. I know a few of them used to have little ones with just fuel on it when they came down through. I don't know if they came out of Signpost or they came just before Bedstead, just before the Nut there, or even some of them used to have them up there by the football field, St George's Football Club, just to remind them, because we've had situations in the past where very well-known riders have forgotten about the pit stop and just ran out of fuel, Beth Espin.
Very, very easily done. We also have to make sure, obviously, that they slow down that 60-kilometre pit lane speed. We know some people did go over that in the Superbike race. I think, what was it, 74
or something like that. Yeah, Timothy Minoli, they took his pit crew out, to be fair. It was so, so close. But again, we talked about the wind. It has strengthened quite a bit, and the way it is blowing now, as you look down Gencutchy Road, picture it in your mind's eye if you're not here at the grandstand. It's blowing from left to right. We're going to go and give you the board because it's changed again before the start of the three-wheeling Dot Media sidecar race. The board just says this. It's really, really simple now. It just says damp patches, Keppel to Cates. That's all it says, damp patches, Keppel to Cates, which is good news. Three-lap race on this one for these super sport machines. Are we going to see Michael Dunlop taking that Ducati to victory? Dean Harrison, quickest in qualifying. Who knows? We'll find out in the next hour and a half or so. Let's head back up to the tower to take them away in this super sport race. Looking forward to this one. We've got Mike Booth and Chris Boyd.
Oh, this should be super tight. This should be some race to follow. We know that we've had great racing earlier on, with down to quarter of a second in the superbike race, but these races are designed to be matched, aren't they?
Yeah, you're right. And this one, I just feel like it's so hard to call. You've got Harrison Dunlop and Todd all be wanting their next TT win round here, and I can't call it. I really can't.
Macrofelt's Paul Jordan wheels the Jackson Racing, powered by Prosper 2 Honda CBR 600, to the start line. Right behind him is Adelaide's Davo Johnson on the CD Racing by MSS Racing Kawasaki. And then behind that is Dean Harrison, the qualifying front runner on the Honda. There's 20 seconds to go. It's a three-lap race. Compulsory pit stop at the end of lap one. 113.19 miles per hour. Your 2024 podium was Michael Dunlop, Davy Todd and Dean Harrison. As we get set to go racing once again on the TT course, Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1 is go.
We see lots and lots of revs coming down Glencutchy Road. These bikes just need to be revved. The four-cylinder 600s, the majority of these bikes are, they don't really work unless you're absolutely singing. You need to be 10,000 RPM plus. You can hear the boys giving it everything they possibly can to get that bike revving, slipping the clutch halfway down Glencutchy Road. Some of the other bikes a little bit further down are different engine characteristics, so they'll sound a little bit different. But we see Dean Harrison just off. He went there. He's definitely one of the favourites to win.
Into a gap now where Jamie Coward would have been. So James Hillier will be next away on the Bournemouth Kawasaki. He's sixth fastest in qualifying. Then we get to Michael Dunlop on the MD Racing Ducati, second fastest in qualifying. Whoa, hounds right down. Away he goes. Listen to the totally different sound of the Ducati. Josh Brooks next away on the sister Jackson Racing Honda to Paul Jordans. Fifth fastest for Josh Brooks in qualifying. Then next away, Davy Todd, this morning's Superbike TT winner on the Malenko by Paget's Motorcycles Honda. He's fourth fastest in qualifying. Mike Brown goes next on the Boyce Precision Engineering by Russell Racing Yamaha. Mike's away. Calais rider. Then we have a break where Peter Hickman would have been before we get to Connor Cummins on the Burrows Engineering by RK Racing Ducati. Ducati as well is the pick for Burrows. He sits and he waits those extra 10 seconds, another 10 seconds when there's a gap in front of you. He's away now. Then next away, Ian Hutchinson on the MLAB Racing Yamaha. He will be away next. He's 11th fastest in qualifying. And then Dominic Herbertson rolls up to the line, the Hexham rider on the HRRC Ducati. He's also on Ducati, 17th fastest in qualifying. Another gap at 14 where Craig Neave would have been before we get to Rob Hodson on the SMT VRS Recovery Yamaha. Rob will be away next. He's 10th fastest. He's just in the top 10 on qualifying. Then we spoke to him just before the start of the race. James Hine said he's making lots of changes on the Northlinks component Suzuki, so we hope James has a good race. He's away next. And that brings us to Sean Anderson on the Suzuki. The battlefields have skipped in Suzuki. In fact, Sean maybe not going. It looks like it's Mikey Evans next on the Triumph who is going to start from here. So So no Sean Anderson, no start for Sean. And he had his tip off this morning, didn't he, in the Superbike race. So Mikey Evans is away to Santa Rida on the Smith Racing Triumph. Next away will be Nathan Harrison. What a result this morning. H&H Motorcycles Honda CBR 600 for Nathan. And he's away, looking really racy as he goes away from here. No one away at 20. So Gary Johnson will be next away on the Suzuki, the Broughton rider. Gary, of course, so experienced. This is his 15th TT campaign for Gary Johnson, and he's away into his race. Then Jonathan Getschke, who had a top 20 this morning, the French rider on the Optomark Road Racing Ducati. Next, Joey Thompson, the York rider on the 74 Racing Genetec Yamaha. Top 20 for him on qualifying, and to Mikko Sweeney, he'll go on the EM Building Yamaha next. He's away. Then Barry Ferber will come to the line. We'll look for Barry come the Super Twin class. He's on a Clem Davis Kawasaki in the Super Sports here, and he's 22nd in qualifying. Then Lucas Mora, the Swiss rider, will go on the Yamaha next. And Michael Russell will go on the Fraser Evans Tyre Recycling Kawasaki. 24th fastest for him in qualifying, before we then get to Brian McCormack, on an early retirement, I think, in the Superbike race on the Roadhouse Macau Racing by PHR Performance Triumph. For Brawl, just a little hop as he goes off the line. Then Adam McLean will be next on the Yamaha, PRA Yamaha for Adam McLean. As the first riders arrive at Glen Helen, we'll just take David Rigby and Joe Yearsley, the next two off the line. Rigby about to go now on the IM Racing Kawasaki, followed then by Joe Yearsley on the Spinneria Yamaha. We've got the leading riders though out through Glen Helen. Harrison, Jordan and Johnson are all there, as we would expect. It's Harrison leading the way at the moment, but we've got to wait for other riders to come through, in particular Davey Todd and Michael Dunlop. Obviously we've got James Hillier arriving into Glen Helen right now on the Bournemouth Kawasaki, because Bournemouth threw him a bit of a lifeline after things went wrong on his deal that he had in place. And of course he's so familiar with the Bournemouth team, just settled right back in. Michael Dunlop comes through, he slots into second place behind Harrison. We're going to wait for Davey Todd to give you a proper indication of the leaderboard. Harrison, Dunlop, Hillier, Jordan and Johnson are all through Glen Helen on lap one, as Josh Brooks arrives next on the Jackson Honda. And there is Todd, yeah, up there on the Coolman by Padgett's Honda.
Looking absolutely fantastic through the Glen Helen section, isn't he? You can see he's really trying. He's carrying a lot of lean angle. He's using all the track. He'll be looking to the riders in front to try and catch them on the road and reel them all in. And, after riding, definitely riding on a high after his earliest Superbike win today.
So early leaderboard then. Glen Helen lap one of the Monster Energy Supersport TT race one. Dean Harrison leads the way on the Honda. He was quickest in qualifying. He's quickest to Glen Helen in the race. 3.4 seconds he's already opened up over Michael Dunlop on the MD Racing Ducati, the Milwaukee Ducati. Then James Hillier in third on that Bournemouth Kawasaki. 1.1 seconds down on Dunlop. Davey Todd is 0.4 of a second down on a Hillier. Paul Jordan is 2.7 seconds down on Davey Todd on the Jackson Honda. Mike Brown on the Yamaha is only 0.25 of a second down on Jordan. Then Josh Brooks locks into seventh. Ian Hutchinson, eighth. And Dominic Herbertson, ninth. But that's impressive from Harrison. 3.4 seconds. Glen Helen, lap one.
It's a fantastic pace, isn't it? But, you know, let's bear in mind that Michael Dunlop did set off in the Superbike race earlier on today. Slightly more sedate pace than Harrison and Todd.
He did. He gave them 7 seconds on the opening lap.
Yeah, it didn't take him long to turn that round, though, did it?
No, absolutely. Once he gets onto a pace, we'll see once he lets this Ducati stretch its legs. So 4 minutes 27.3. And how does that compare to the practice pace that we've seen from? It's about 4 seconds. Yeah, 2 seconds inside what we've seen from a standing start in qualifying. So they are up in the 127s pace-wise from a standing start.
Wow, that really is an impressive pace, isn't it? This class is fantastic, isn't it? Because it's throwing up some names that we maybe weren't expecting to see in the top 10. Like, there's still a few riders to go through the time traps, but we're looking at, you know, Paul Jordan, Mike Brown, James Hind, Rob Hodgson, Josh Brooks. You know, these guys maybe in that second tier of riders, but if they play the cards right, they can be knocking on the door of the podium.
Yeah, indeed, slotting some of those riders in, just as you say. Mikey Evans is showing in fifth place at Glen Helen on lap one. James Hind is showing in eighth. Rob Hodgson is showing in ninth. So these guys that are starting in the teens, there's at least three of them in the top 10. Dominic Herbertson is showing in 13th. Nathan Harrison showing 12th at the moment, just behind Ian Hutchinson. So we're going to have to wait for Evans, Hind and Hodgson to all come through before we can get a real idea of the leaderboarders. Well, James Hillier absolutely just right on the brakes into Balaff there. It was juddering under braking.
Yeah, Michael Dunlop the same. You can see he's really, really trying. He does that typical kind of nose-heavy landing, Michael Dunlop there. We don't see many other people landing off Balaff Bridge like that, but it works for him because he's definitely one of the boys in this race. Still dropping back very, very slightly from Dean Harrison, but he's still in the mix.
Absolutely out at Balaff. Dean Harrison now extends the lead to 4.629 seconds. 4.6 seconds, Harrison leads Dunlop. Then James Hillier showing in third ahead of Davy Todd. So yeah, Hillier is in third, 2 seconds down on Dunlop. Then Davy Todd is only 0.03 of a second down on Hillier. Paul Jordan then shows in fifth, 5.8 seconds down on Davy Todd. That sector time between Glen Helen and Balaff for Dean Harrison, that's a new class sector record, the quickest run on a supersport we've ever seen between Glen Helen and Balaff.
It's absolutely fantastic, isn't it, to see James Hillier in at the moment the podium position. He's been coming to the TT for many years now, as long as I can remember anyway. He's had some fantastic results. He's had ridden some beautiful bikes, and he jumps on that Bournemouth Kawasaki like an old slipper, doesn't he? And it looks like it's working for him because he's only a couple of seconds off Michael Dunlop, who for many people will be the race favourite.
We're waiting for Mikey Evans to arrive at Balaff. He was holding on to fifth place at Glen Helen. He'll obviously be a little bit further back, another perhaps 40 or 50 seconds before he's due at Balaff, and we can get an idea of where he slots in. If we go back to Glen Helen, then it was Paul Jordan in sixth, Mike Brown in seventh, James Hind eighth, ninth for Rob Hodgson and tenth for Josh Brooks. Most of those are through Balaff, but we're just going to wait for Evans to arrive. We've got Rob Hodgson there now. We need James Hind and Mike Evans to come through just to be able to get them both in. Hind arrives. Let's get Evans there next in the next 20 seconds, and we'll be able to give a proper leaderboard at Balaff on lap one. And of course, they're coming into the pits at the end of this lap. Dean Harrison then is way out there in front in terms of the race, 4.6 seconds by Balaff on the opening lap. Mikey Evans does now arrive at Balaff, so Harrison leads by 4.6 seconds from Dunlop. James Hillier is 2 seconds down on Dunlop. Davy Todd sits fourth, literally almost a hair's breadth between him and Hillier. Then Mikey Evans is 4.2 seconds down on Davy Todd in fifth. Paul Jordan is sixth, 1.6 seconds down on Evans. Then seventh for Mike Brown, eighth for James Hind, ninth for Rob Hodgson, and 10th for Josh Brooks.
I've been looking forward to seeing the Sulby speed trap times for these bikes in the Supersport race. Michael Dunlop, 174.669 miles an hour. That's nearly 2 miles an hour faster than the next fastest bike, which is Mike Brown. So, rest assured that Ducati that he's got is a very, very fast motorcycle. Let's hope it can manage the three laps.
It's got the legs, that's for sure. Dunlop on the Ducati, who has that speed, helped him as they come into Ramsey. Let's try and get an idea. We've got Dean Harrison into Ramsey. We're waiting for the arrival of the other riders. We've got Dave O'Johnson through. James Hillier, who's holding on to that podium place. We see him coming up into Stella Maris now and then into the hairpin as we wait for Davy Todd coming into Parliament Square. So Michael Dunlop will be in between them. The lead's gone out again. Harrison leads Dunlop by 5 seconds now at Ramsey on lap one. Harrison leads Dunlop by 5 seconds. And then we have James Hillier 4.7 seconds down on Dunlop, but we must await the arrival of Todd, who is only 0.03 of a second down on Hillier at Balaff. So we wait the arrival of Todd. There we are. He slots in. He's dropped off he's now 0.4 of a second. Oh, he's so far behind. 0.4 of a second behind Hillier in fourth. Josh Brooks holding on to fifth, and David Johnson showing in sixth. But the sixth riders through the hairpin so far.
Keep an eye on Josh Brooks, who's right in the wheel tracks of Davy Todd. It looks like he's having a nice little toe off Davy Todd. I would expect Josh to start just maybe bumping up the leaderboard, because that pace you know, he hasn't had the pace of Davey on the Super Sport bike so far, and it looks like he's matching it because he's right in his back wheel. So as they go up the mountain, keep an eye on Josh Brooks as them two, the pair of them, go over the hill together.
He was down in 10th at the Laugh, so I think he's probably already moving up because he's showing ahead of Davo Johnson now of those that are through Ramsey. As we see, someone just has to back out of an overtake. There was Ian Hutchinson, I think, on the MLAV machine. We have Paul Jordan apparently retired at the Gary Road Glen Trammon. So Paul Jordan's race is over Gary Glen Trammon. I think that means Dean Harrison will now be leading on the road.
That's right, yeah. It's we're watching a little battle between Hutchie and Connor Cummins, the Manxman, a pair of stalwarts of the Isle of Man TT.
Dominic Herbertson next into the hairpin, but we're waiting on the arrival of Michael Evans, obviously, to be able to get the formulated leaderboard at Ramsey. Will still be another few seconds just waiting for that. Rob Hodgson is there now. We wait James Hine to arrive as well of those at the front end. We see Hodgson, in fact, into the hairpin, and James Hine is there. So we're just waiting on Michael Evans to get there, and then we'll get an idea. Evans on the Smith Racing Triumph. We're looking for, we're seeing a replay of Michael Dunlop over Balaf.
He does that have that peculiar style over the jumps, doesn't he? It doesn't look like it's particularly good for the bike, but let's not worry too much about that just now.
Evans has arrived into Ramsey then and continues to hold on to fifth place. So Harrison leads Dunlop. Ramsey lap one of the Monster Energy Supersport TT race. 1 5-second lead for Harrison over Dunlop. Then James Hillier is 4.7 down on Dunlop. Davey Todd is 0.4 seconds down on Hillier. Then Michael Evans drops into fifth, 6.5 seconds down on Todd. Mike Brown holding on to sixth, 6.5 seconds down on Todd. Then Josh Brooks, Rob Hodgson. And as we go a little bit further down, no, that's flashed away because Dean Harrison is already at the bungalow.
That big Ducati that Michael Dunlop's on, you would perhaps expect it to drag up them hills a little bit faster than the Honda, particularly when we know his speed trap times are so high. You've got some big long straights, he's pushing, you're pushing a lot of air at 174 miles an hour. So will he have caught Dean Harrison in the standings? We'll wait till he arrives at the bungalow to find out.
Yeah, indeed, we're waiting on Dunlop. We see James Hillier through, continuing to hold on to third place. Michael Dunlop arrives and it stayed pretty stationary, 6.5 seconds. Harrison leads Dunlop by bungalow lap one. Dunlop looks like he's overhauled somebody there on the road, Mike.
It does. I'm just trying to, I think that was David Johnson by the look of it. Yeah, we've got a pit stop at the end of this lap, mandatory pit stop at the end of lap one. So again, anything could happen in the pit stops. We actually saw it earlier on with Davey Todd's bike. He had a bit of an issue. Didn't stop him winning the race, though, did it?
No, absolutely. Todd and Josh Brooks are now also through the bungalow. Line astern. Todd's head down on the run up to Halewood Heights. And Brooks just looks to pull out a little bit, but then just sits in the slipstream. As we next get Mike Brown on the Boyce Precision by Russell Racing Yamaha, the bike that Richard Cooper, of course, has done so amazingly with at the Northwest 200.
Yeah, and he's making good use of it here at the TT, isn't he? Just interestingly, Josh Brooks right on the back wheel of Davey Todd. I just wonder how much Josh is learning from Davey Todd. Josh, obviously, a massively experienced short circuit rider. What can he learn about how to ride around the TT course as fast as Davey Todd is? Will he be watching his lines? Will he be watching his braking points, his turning points? You know, it's I'd love to have a chat to them boys after this race.
James Hillier, of course, such a super smooth rider, especially on a super sport machine, and he has opened the gap over Davey Todd. It's out to 1.5 seconds at the bungalow. So the top four we think now is pretty stable. Harrison leads by 6.5 seconds from Dunlop. Then it's set 6.8 seconds back from Dunlop to Hillier, and now 1.5 seconds from Hillier back to Davey Todd.
We're just looking at Connor Cummins going up Halewood's Rise there in the slipstream of another bike, and you know the little slipstreams like that on these big long straights, particularly when you're the size of Connor Cummins, it helps so much. You know, you're pushing so much air, especially on these bikes that are only 130 or 140 brake horsepower. You've not got 200 plus horsepower like a big bike to push you through the air. So any help you can get in the slipstream is definitely going to pay dividends, and it looks like he's making use of them at the moment.
Dean Harrison about to complete the opening lap and come in for the all-important pit stop. He's just on the braking zone down into Governor's Bridge and then into the dip, and then we'll have him onto Glen Crutchery Road and get an indication of the first lap time for Dean Harrison. He comes out of the dip now onto Glen Crutchery Road. He'll be braking obviously to come into the pit lane. We can see pit flashing. There's a sign flashing to say pit, so hopefully nobody's going to miss it at all. We'll get the indication of the lap and get straight down to Chris Kinley. The lap is 127.888, Chris.
Yeah, 7.178 the lead between Dean Harrison and Michael Dunlop through Cronk Namona. James Hillier 8.4 back of that, and Dean is in. They're just taking the rear tyre. It'll just be a splash and dash, really. Just a bit of fuel in, a bit of water in as well, cleaning the visor. It'll be told by the team as well exactly where it is. It's gone from 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 over the last couple of sectors, and he's the only rider. We've got Dunlop, Hillier, Todd Brown, Brooks and Johnson, and a good pit stop by the guys there from the Honda team. So you hear the klaxon going once again, and he's in and out of the pits, and you can just hear him rising those revs. So here comes Michael Dunlop on the Ducati in second place. The gap at the pit stop is 7.4, and James Hillier, he's not been on the podium for a long time. The last one was in a Supersport race, and the last time Dean Harrison won a Supersport race was back in 2018. There we go. So number two is in now. Dave O'Johnson as well, in about provisionally about seventh at the moment, but fourth when they come across the line. So the gap between 3 Harrison, 6 Dunlop, 7.4, and it's 5 Hillier, 10.3. You hear the Ducati going past, as the Milwaukee Ducati, as James Hillier gets in behind Michael Dunlop. So that's going to help James Hillier. We've got number 8, Davey Todd in. Davey Todd slots to 4th, 1.1 seconds back. I've also got Josh Brooks in, who's in behind him. Josh Brooks in provisionally 5th at the moment. Dave O'Johnson just missing a gear there, but he's away, as Dave O, on his Kawasaki. So into the grandstand, lap number 1 of 3, as number 9 Mike Brown comes in, slots into 5th. It's number 3 Dean Harrison before the pit stops, leads by 7.4, as Davey Todd. Oh, Davey, I tell you what, you better watch that, my boy. Number 6, Michael Dunlop, 7.4 back. Then it's 5, James Hillier, 10 seconds back. 8, Davey Todd, 1.1 back. 9, Mike Brown, 9.2 back. 7, Josh Brooks, 1.1 back. And then we've got 2, David Johnson, provisionally. At the moment, we've got Mikey Evans and, of course, Rob Hodgson, the slot in. Michael slots into that 5th position. But some pretty slick pit stop by the boys, Chris.
Absolutely, it all means that Dean Harrison's lead is just reduced ever so slightly. Michael Dunlop was just over a second quicker in the pit stop. So the lead for Dean Harrison on the pits out is 6.43 seconds. James Hillier then lies third, 11.31 seconds down on Dunlop. And then Davey Todd has just nibbled a second or so. In fact, that's going to be very, very close now. Davey Todd might have grabbed third in the pits here. He was only 1.18 seconds behind Hillier. And let's see, he's 1.3 quicker. So yeah, Davey Todd up to third, a pits out by about 0.2 of a second, Mike.
This is a very close race, isn't it? This is what we like to see, and it's so great that we've not seen so far any major incidents in pit lane, because like we said before, you can lose it all in the pit lane if you're not careful. It just takes a lost wheel nut or a fuel cap that won't go back on, so that's fantastic to see.
More pit stop action happening. Let's get back down to Chris.
It is. Connor's in and out. So Connor's come in for the pit stop. Dominic Herbison's been in for the pit stop. James Hind is in, and Mikey Evans is in. Michael Evans, the Manx rider on 18, slotting into 5th at the moment on the pit stop. And he is 8 seconds back on Davey Todd. But that'll obviously change at Glen Helen when we get the next split. And then Mike Brown is only just under 3.340 back off him. So it's going to be tight. James Hind with a few problems of getting the 16 machine going. Ah, there she goes. So James Hines get the Suzuki away, so that is good news. It just wouldn't fire. Oh, Nathan Harrison, goodness me, that was quick. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. Nathan is just coming in as Mikey Evans leaves the pit as well. Mikey Evans leaves, but we'll keep an eye on the Nathan Harrison thing.
Okay, as you say, keep an eye on that. Coming into the pits, Harrison led Dunlop by 7.4. We know that's been reduced by a second on the pit stop out. Then James Hillier has now been overhauled by Davey Todd with a 1.3 second quicker pit stop. So it's Todd in third, just 0.2 of a second ahead of Hillier. Then Mikey Evans, we're waiting for, obviously, to come into the pits. He continues to hold fourth, we think, he's been and gone, in fact, yeah. So he continues to hold on to fifth. Then Mike Brown is sixth. Then Josh Brooks, seventh. Rob Hodgson in eighth. Let's see if we can get you some of those opening lap times. It was, we get them into the right order here. It was Dean Harrison obviously fastest, 127.888 miles per hour. Michael Dunlop, 126.993. Then James Hillier, 125.773. Davy Todd, 125.634. Michael Evans, 124.610. Mike Brown, 124.571. Of the top six, those were the lap times on that opening lap.
It looks like the leaders are just approaching the Glen Helen section now, so we should get some times at some point. It'd be really interesting to see whether or not the...
The boys said Nathan Harrison, or Chris said rather, Nathan Harrison looked a bit quick in the pits. He's received a 30-second penalty. He's just over the 60 kilometres an hour, 60.138 for that 1/10 of a kilometre an hour, 30-second penalty.
Oh, it really stings, doesn't it? Innit? Yeah. It doesn't seem like the punishment fits the crime, but they're the rules. If you speed down pit lane, you receive a penalty, and there has to be a decision made. And unfortunately, it sounds like Nathan Harrison's race will be severely affected by that.
Indeed, so we're out to Glen Helen on this second lap then. Dean Harrison is through. We wait next Michael Dunlop, who also arrives, and the gap is almost exactly what I had it at the pit out. It's 6.413 seconds. James Hillier is there as well, but we now must wait for Davy Todd to arrive to see whether or not that battle has changed, or whether or not it is Todd who had it at the pit stops out by only 0.2 of a second. We'll wait indeed for Todd to arrive as we see pictures of Michael Dunlop. That bike looks a bit leery.
It does. You can see he's really trying, doesn't it? Interestingly, he's just left James Hillier on the road. I was hoping that James might be able to get a bit of a toe off Michael Dunlop and keep himself on the podium. But it's trying to stay on the shirt tails of Michael Dunlop around the TT course. You've got to have something special. You've got to have had a very healthy breakfast, haven't you?
You have indeed. If Todd had claimed third, he surrendered it again. Hillier holds third at Glen Helen, lap two. 13.2 seconds down on Dunlop, now 5.1 seconds up on Davy Todd, so that's blown back out. There's still lots happening down in the pit lane, Chris.
Certainly is. A lot of the teams come in. Dave Rigby, who I saw a little video of him, not very happy at Craig the Bar yesterday, but he's out at the moment. Dave's gone. We have had some close calls in here as well. Brian McCormack came in, and there was another machine going in. Do you know what? These boys must have their eyes everywhere, because he spotted the fact that the rider was coming out, and he managed to get himself stopped in time. His number... was that number 40? That's Reese Harnessy just come in, holding on to 28th position at the moment. 35 also in Daryl Tweed, his teammate. He goes out as well. There's young Daryl from Ballymoney. And how many machines? We've got 1, 2 machines in here at the moment. Somebody with a problem down the bottom there, and then one more machine just at the top. But yeah, some high speed action. Is John O'Perry, I think it is, yep. John O'Perry. Where does Jonathan fit into 29th at the moment? As number 60 goes out there, that's Kevin Keyes. Thinking it's Keyesy, holds in the 25th place at the moment. As 44 comes in, Trevor. Stevie Parsons in round about 27. So pit stops, lap number one. Still a lap and 3/4 to go.
Absolutely, plenty of time for things to change. Adam McLean is another to have picked up a penalty in the pit lane. 62.5 kilometres an hour for him. So that also is a 30-second penalty.
Yeah, you've just got to be so careful. It's dead easy to switch your pit lane limiter off just before you get to the line at the end of the pit lane. And if you do that, you know, if you're already doing 59 miles an hour, you switch the limiter off. These bikes have got enough power that within a split second, you're doing 70 plus.
News of another retirement for Loris McCann. He is at Douglas Road Corner, making his own arrangements for return. So Loris McCann, his race over at Douglas Road Corner in Kirkmichael.
Was just watching Dean Harrison very, very tidily go over Balaff Bridge. A little bit squirrely on the way in. The bike was moving around a little bit, but he got over the top of the bridge. Lovely. Landed lovely. Back on the gas. And these things now, he'll be nearly flat out, nearly all the way to Sulby. A lot of people think the 600s are a little bit easier to ride than the big bikes, but in fairness, you know, to be competitive on one of these, you've got to attack the course so hard. On a big bike, you can get away with being in the wrong gear sometimes, or being a little bit offline because it's got the power to get you out. But these bikes, because they haven't got the power, you've got to just be so inch perfect and wring the neck of the things.
Into the braking zone for Balaff jump is Michael Dunlop. He has nibbled just a little bit out of Harrison's lead. It's down to 5.5 seconds, so he's taken a second out of it on the run from Glen Helen up to Balaff. Harrison on the Honda leads Dunlop on the Milwaukee Ducati 5.5 seconds. Then James Hillier doing a really, really good ride for James on the Bournemouth Kawasaki. 15.7. We said, obviously, he's been with the Bournemouth team so long. He then tried to move away from them. They've thrown him a lifeline when he's had issues with his rides earlier in the year. Brilliant. Yes. Bournemouth and James Hillier just go together.
They do, yeah. And it's so nice to see, you know, we someone a little bit different on the podium. We've talked about Harrison, Dunlop, Todd and Peter Hickman, bless him, although he's out with the racing this year. They're the sort of main podium contender, so it's great to see someone other than them on the podium and bringing a bit of colour to proceedings, bit of green.
Absolutely, and Davy Todd looks like he's just got past Dave O'Johnson on the road. Let's see where that puts them in the position it may have been. Those traffic concerns that have just cost Todd on the run out onto the second lap. Harrison leads at Malaf lap two of the Monster Energy Supersport TT race one. It's a three-lap race, so we are just about half distance. Dean Harrison leads by 5.5 seconds from Michael Dunlop. Then James Hillier is in third, 15.7 seconds down on Dunlop. Then it's Davy Todd, now 5.3 seconds down on Hillier. Then Josh Brooks is sitting in fifth, 11.2 seconds down on Todd. And I think Todd has also had to get past Brooks. So he's had to get past Brooks and Johnson. And that may just be what's cost him those 5 seconds or so. Mike Brown shows in ninth. But obviously we know Michael Evans has still got to be slotted in. And then we've also got David Johnson through Balaf.
What cost Davy Todd a few seconds, I think, is going to hand them seconds to Josh Brooks, who again is in his wheel tracks, and just you can see he's watching everything that Davy's doing, and just figuring out what lines to do, how fast to go into these corners, and the next Supersport race he'll have learnt a hell of a lot of info, lots of data, and we might see him even further up the board in the next Supersport race.
Well, it's all about taking the learning from this into the second race, isn't it, for later in the week. And that's the same pretty much with every class now, with all of the classes having two races. Some of the riders elect basically to take the first one as almost an extra qualifying, don't they?
Yeah, a bit of testing, particularly when we've had a practice week that's been a little bit stunted. So, the most important race is the senior race at the end of the week. But let's Supersport Race 1, Supersport Race 2, if they can learn anything in this race, Supersport Race 1, and take it to the next one and just get one place higher up or just sneak a cheeky podium, it's worth doing.
Just find themselves a target to go for. Dean Harrison then is into Ramsey. We see Michael Dunlop into Parliament Square. He's trying to eke everything out of the bike that he can. He's right down on the head on the tank almost as he goes up past the bus station. Then the head pops back up for Cruikshank's Mayhill and away off up to White Gates.
Some of these TV shots that we're getting up here in the commentary box are fantastic. We can see just how bumpy the TT course is. It really is a reminder that this is a road circuit. It's not like racing at Brands Hatch or Silverstone when the surface is absolutely billiard table smooth. The tyres are bouncing around all over the place.
Dunlop is coming. He's got the lead down to 4 seconds. Harrison leads at Ramsey lap two by just 4 seconds. It was at 6.5 seconds at one point, so he's taken 2.5 seconds out of it. Dunlop is coming on the Ducati.
Are we seeing the same as what we saw in the Superbike race earlier on? A slow start and building and building and building, keeping an eye on his pit boards. You know, he doesn't have to win the race by 10, 15 seconds. All he needs to do is keep the leaders in sight. If he knows he's got an extra bit of speed in the bag, if he knows he can find some pace from somewhere else, it doesn't matter if he sees plus four, because he can pull it out of the bag on the last lap and maybe take the win.
And James Hillier is continuing to just stretch that advantage ever so slightly over Davy Todd sector by sector. 6.4 seconds now. Hillier is ahead of Todd in the battle for the final podium spot. Then we're waiting on Mike Brown and Michael Evans to come through, along with Josh Brooks and Dave O'Johnson, who are already onto the climb of the mountain, but we just need Brown and Evans to come through in order to get an idea of the leaderboard. We will also just, I think, try to go a little bit further down whilst they're onto the climb of the mountain. We will get the standings up from the end of the opening lap and go a little bit further down outside of the top 10. In fact, at the bottom end of the top 10, 8th was Rob Hodgson, 9th James Hine, 10th Ian Hutchinson, 11th Dominic Herbertson, 12th was Dave O'Johnson, Connor Cummins in 13th at the end of the opening lap coming into the pits, Joey Thompson in 14th, Lucas Moura 15th, Gary Johnson 16th, Michael Russell in 17th, Joe Yeardsley 18th, Nathan Harrison, who we know then has that penalty to add, he was in 19th, and Brian McCormack rounded out the top 20 at the end of the opening lap.
We've just seen some footage of James Hillier riding up the mountain. He's so smooth on that bike. He really does feel at home and comfortable in it. The bike's not bouncing around like a few of the other bikes are. We've seen them getting up to all sorts of shapes. James's Kawasaki is absolutely on rails, and it looks like his whatever setup they've found, whatever they've figured out, is really working for him today, because it looks like, barring any mishaps, a podium is definitely on the cards for him.
And that would be pretty special if he can make that happen. Obviously, we're only just over half distance. There's plenty of action to come yet in this opening Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Harrison then is on his way towards the bungalow. He'll probably be on around the veranda area. In fact, he's at the bungalow already, we see now. So Harrison through the bungalow, and it's Dunlop that we're waiting for to see what he can do on the climb of the mountain. It was down to 4 seconds at Ramsey. What has Dunlop done? 30 seconds between them on start, so we've got a little bit to wait just for Dunlop to arrive into the bungalow to see what the effect is. We're also waiting on Michael Evans to arrive into Ramsey. In fact, he's through now. He's down to sixth as we wait and watch for Dunlop's time to pop up at the bungalow on lap two of this Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Here he is, Mike.
Here he is at the bungalow, looking really smooth, actually. We have seen him wiggling around a little bit, but yes, he's caught him a little bit more. So the gap now is down to 3.555 seconds. That's another half a second or a second.
It is half a second. Dunlop is coming down to 3.5 seconds now. He's chasing down Harrison, as it looks like we've got someone retiring into Ramsey.
Looks like Mikey Evans pulling off the track at Stella Maris just before the Ramsey hairpin. That's a real shame to see him pulling off there.
Oh, that's gutting. He was in the top six still at the Ramsey checkpoint, and he's pulled off at Stella Maris. So disappointment for Michael Evans, but my word, he's had some pace in that triumph. Top six he's running at.
Yeah, you're not wrong, really impressive. So too is Michael Dunlop's pace as he continues to catch Dean Harrison. At first I did wonder if Dean had maybe made a bit of a mistake, and that's what had handed back Michael Dunlop the couple of seconds on the previous sector, but it looks like Michael Dunlop's catching him in each of the sectors.
Davey Todd also through the bungalow, and he's got Josh Brooks right with him for company on the Jetson Racing Honda. Todd is ahead, but Brooks hasn't let him go. He's been passed by him, but he's sitting right in the slipstream.
Yeah, he's letting Davey do all the work, isn't he? He's getting pulled up the straights by Davey's slipstream. He'll be following Davey's lines, and it's actually a lot easier following someone around here than it is at leading someone, because you can see where they are on the track, and you're never going to get lost. You can follow their wheel tracks and follow their braking points and braking markers, even to the point of changing gear. You can sometimes see how many downshifts people are doing into certain corners, and it just gives you a few tips maybe for next time.
News on retirements. Michael Ducoppel retired here at the grandstand. And then Mike Brown is out at Sulby Bridge. Retirement for Mike Brown out there at Sulby Bridge. And George Halliday here at the grandstand as well. So one or two retirements. Mike Brown, principal of those. Crognamona for Dean Harrison. Let's wait for Dunlop and the rest to arrive at the bungalow. It was Dunlop in second, then 22.3 seconds back to Hillier. In fact, we've got news on Mike Brown from Race Control. He ran on and came off at Sulby Bridge. Rider okay. So Mike Brown ran on and came off the bike at Sulby Bridge, but the rider is okay. Just running out of brakes possibly at the end of the straight, Mike.
Yeah, it's easy to do, and because you've got a few bumps on this track, it does bounce the bike around a little bit, and you do sometimes lose your brakes. Looks like Michael Dunlop's at Cronk.
And it's down to 2.4. Dunlop is definitely coming. We're about to get Harrison flash past us to go out onto the final lap, but Dunlop is the man we're looking at. Here goes Harrison. Still the race leader, but Dunlop is cutting into that advantage. Sector by sector, Harrison's away, flat to the tank, over the top of St Ninians and onto Bray Hill. It's Dunlop who we'll wait for next. 2.4 seconds at Crognamona. What will it be here at the end of lap two or three?
I think we're in lap record pace scenario again, aren't we? Mr. Dunlop and Mr. Harrison are going to be giving it everything they possibly can. And if we don't see a lap record or a lap record pace, I'll be very surprised.
Here comes that Milwaukee Ducati. Gone out a little bit by half a second. It's back out to 2.9 seconds, but there's only really 3 seconds between Harrison and Dunlop, with a lap to go in this Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Then here's James Hillier. sounds nice, that Kawasaki,
sounds
doesn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. Revving to the absolute max.
He's 25.6 seconds down on Dunlop, but holding on to that podium place. And at Kronk-Namona, he was 10.6 seconds ahead of Davy Todd. So he's stretching that advantage over Todd as well, with Josh Brooks then lying in fifth, lying right in line astern with Davy Todd on the road and also in the race, fourth and fifth.
All Michael Dunlop needs to do is another lap like that last lap and catch Dean Harrison by 3 seconds, and he'll have this race win, and that'll be win number 30. Wow, what a number.
It's good clear road for Michael Dunlop, but he's still got 3 seconds to find. 2.936 it was. Dean Harrison leads by, and we must say this is the bike that Dean rides all year round.
Yeah, and he rides it fantastically. You've got to say he's taken a bit of a step forward on his short circuit racing as Dean Harrison in the last year or two. He's matching people that have been, you know, matching British championship riders, matching British champions. You know, he really has taken a step forward, and you can see that now. He seems so comfortable on the bike. The CBR 600 is a beautiful looking machine. It's obviously very fast. They spend a lot of time working on the setup. Obviously the setup needs to be a little bit different here, but when you know your bike inside out because you ride it all the time in the British Championship, it means them little changes that you're thinking about doing, you know how it's going to affect the bike, so it makes it easier when you come over here.
It's 11.4 seconds between Hillier and Todd here at the grandstand at the end of lap two. So Harrison, Dunlop, Hillier, then Todd, then Josh Brooks showing in fifth, and Dave O'Johnson in sixth of the six riders through here. In terms of the lap two speed, obviously this includes the pit stop. Harrison, 124.773, including the pit stop. Michael Dunlop, 125.296. James Hillier, 123.555. Davy Todd, 122.409. And Josh Brooks, 122.4. But that's what has happened. We're interested in what's about to happen.
I think what's about to happen is a very fast lap. Harrison and Dunlop will be watching the pit boards, and it's never nice to see a pit board and see that your lead coming down, but he'll be giving it the everything he possibly can to change that, and again Dunlop will be doing what he can to catch him up. They're not close enough on the road to be able to see each other, so there's no carrot necessarily being dangled, but sometimes all you need is them pit boards.
No, 30 seconds between them on start, so we've only 3 seconds position. There's still 27, well, there's 33 seconds actually between them on the road, so no chance they'll see one another. The crowd was certainly willing Dean Harrison on through George Lee, we could see. And here comes Dean through Michael through the same corner. He's also getting the same cheers, the same hurry-up signals. Oh, he's looking quick. Absolutely pinned through Guthrie there.
Yeah, he is. They're two fan favourites, aren't they? Dean Harrison and Michael Dunlop. I think there'll be plenty of cheers here at the grandstand and all around the course, whoever wins.
That lap two time for Michael Dunlop was the fastest Supersport lap we've seen that includes a pit stop.
Wow.
So for the team work together, rider and team combination, that's the fastest lap we've ever seen on a Supersport, including a pit stop.
That's absolutely great to see. I mean, one that's worth bearing in mind, the pit stops were a little bit quicker on these bikes because I don't think many of the teams did a tyre change, if any, and B, because it's a three-lap race, they probably started the race with a full tank of fuel. They've done one lap and they've only used half a tank of fuel. So I think it takes about 45 seconds to fill a tank of fuel. You can half that because they've only actually used one lot of fuel, but it's still a very, very impressive pit stop.
Dean Harrison then is out through Glen Helen on this final lap, but it's Michael Dunlop we're waiting for. It about 25 seconds or so he'll be due into Glen Helen, and then we'll get an idea. It was 2.9 seconds out from 2.4 at Kronk-Namona. It went out to 2.9 at the grandstand. What's it going to be? Here he is. It's down to 0.8 seconds. Harrison continues to lead, but only by 0.8 seconds. Dunlop is really firing up the Milwaukee Ducati now. This is going to be a right dice.
Yeah, you've got to say he's found something really special, haven't you? I mean, to catch him by 2.5 seconds in probably less than half, about a quarter of a lap, that gives him plenty of time to just keep reeling him in. We know how fast he is in the next sector. We know how fast he is over the mountain. Dean Harrison's got a lot of pace over the mountain, but not a massive amount more than Michael Dunlop. So if Michael Dunlop can get in front of him by Ramsey, then I think we might be seeing a change of leader.
Michael Dunlop, 6 tenths under lap record pace for the Supersport out at Glen Helen, 4 minutes 18.0. So lap record pace for Dunlop, and it shows in the leaderboard. That lead has absolutely crumbled. It was 6.5 seconds at one point. Harrison led by. It's down to 8 tenths of a second now.
He makes it hard work for himself, doesn't he? Starting the race a little bit slower than his competitors, but I mean, if he can pull this out of the bag, it's just absolutely fantastic for him. And like I said, there'll be lots of people all around the TT course. They'll be waving him, cheering him on this last lap. They'll all know how close it is. He just needs to keep focused, keep everything just as ways, just as he's been doing it. Focus on his lines, focus on his gear changes. Look at him flying through the bottom of the gallery there. It's frightening, isn't it?
Oh, and he's just got to keep it pinned. We don't know, of course, reliability with the Ducati over this extended distance at the TT is another factor that hasn't been tested before.
Yeah, you're right. It's a little bit of an unknown, but wouldn't it be fantastic to see a Ducati on the top step of the podium?
Fantastic as well if James Hillier was to get a podium as well. Dean Harrison then, 0.8 of a second ahead of Dunlop at Glen Helen. Then it's 32.4 seconds out to Hillier, who is now 14.2 seconds up on Todd. So Hillier has control of this final podium spot. Then Josh Brooks holding on to fifth, Rob Hodgson in sixth, James Hind in seventh. Then we're down to Davo Johnson of those out through the grandstand and onto their final lap. But it's the race at the front that we're watching. Harrison on the Honda, Dunlop on the Ducati, 0.8 between them.
Yeah, and just behind them is James Hillier. He looks like he's in a reasonably safe third place. Again, he'll know his third. He'll be concentrating on just sewing everything up nicely, because for him, a podium is fantastic at the Isle of Man TT.
Of course, Davy Todd got a podium on the Ducati last year. Thanks to Chris Kinley for reminding us of that. We're so involved in this race that we let that slip. So Harrison then is out through Balaf. Let's see what happens when Dunlop arrives. We've got 30 seconds to wait. That's the start interval between them on the road. And then we'll get Dunlop into Balaf on this final lap. We'll have half a lap to do to decide who's going to win this Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Oh, these are the kind of races I love.
They are. It's so close at the front, isn't it? But, you know, it's what we've come to expect in these.
Dunlop leads at Balaf by 1/10 of a second. Lead change. Balaf lap 3, Michael Dunlop on the Milwaukee Ducati snatches the lead by 1/10 of a second from Dean Harrison on the Honda.
Well, you're lost for words, aren't you? What a man Michael Dunlop is. From a good old handful of seconds behind at the beginning of the race, he's just clawed back, and now look at him, he's leading the race, and he doesn't show any signs of letting up, does he? So, if you know, maybe Dean Harrison's got something special in the bag, but if he has, he needs to find it sharpish, doesn't he?
The lap record is a 130.4. I have Michael Dunlop a 130.6 to Balaf.
Wow, that's incredible, isn't it? On a Supersport machine, they're doing 130 mile an hour laps. It wasn't a long time ago a superbike speed was impressive at that. And now they're thinking about them sort of speeds on a Supersport bike. It blows your mind.
It's 1/10 of a second, though. What can Harrison do? Can Harrison respond? Will he be getting boards? And how far behind will these boards be? Will he know that the lead change has happened?
I think a lot of the guys get... I don't know where Dean's boards are. A lot of them get a board in Ramsey or the Hairpin or even the Gooseneck. Wow, look at Davy Todd getting massive air. So I think Dean will probably know. Whether he knows already, I'm unsure. But what he will know is that lead was coming down. If he doesn't know, he's lost the lead already. He knows the lead was coming down, and it looked as though it was only a matter of time, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Rob Hodgson and Dominic Herbertson both through the top of Bugaro. They're chasing one another, or at least Herbertson is chasing Rob Hodgson on the road. But yeah, it's all eyes at the front. It's only a 1/10 of a second between the Balaf lap 3. It has been reduced to a 3-lap race, and we're having an absolute cracker. In behind, James Hillier is just doing his own thing, racing for a podium. 36.8 seconds down on Harrison, but 14.7 seconds up on Todd. Then it will be Josh Brooks now, I think, up into fifth, and then Rob Hodgson and James Hind, sixth and seventh. They are through Glen Helen. They're not yet through Balaf. Hodgson and Hind obviously running at start numbers 15 and 16, but it's all eyes on Ramsey next to see what kind of a pace Dunlop can do and whether or not Harrison can respond in any way.
I think Josh Brooks will need to shake the hand of Davy Todd at the end of this race, because he was in a lowly sort of seventh or eighth at the I think even maybe 10th place at the beginning of the race, and now he's 5th, and I think that is a lot to do with the fact that he's followed Davy Todd around, got in his slipstream, followed his lines, and yeah, improved his times.
Dean Harrison looking really animated on the Supersport, trying to really push. You can see it. He's much more animated than you normally would see.
Yeah, he is. He's screwing every last bit of power out that CBR 600, isn't he? And he looks great. He's using all the track. He's a bit of a loose rider sometimes, but he's safe. He's not a guy that jumps off the bike a lot. You know, he's a safe pair of hands.
Harrison then is through Ramsey. We wait for Dunlop, who we see on the run up towards Whitegate. So we'll get the time in the next few seconds. What has Dunlop done? He's extended it. Oh, 3.4 seconds up on Harrison now. Dunlop is moving away. Dunlop leads the race by 3.4 seconds. Ramsey, lap three, the final lap.
I think someone's lit a fire underneath Michael Dunlop, haven't they? Because, he's just getting faster and faster and faster.
Ramsey pace, I've got 130.8. That lap record is 130.4. He's upping it sector by sector here. We'll see what he does when he gets back here at the TT Grandstand.
Absolutely unbelievable. I'm lost for words at that pace, you know. I remember racing around here, and my best lap was 127 miles an hour, and that was on a super stock bike. So to do that sort of pace on a super sport bike, you're really giving it some.
Yeah, plenty of riders. Their whole ambition is to try to get to a 130 lap on a super bike. Here's Michael knocking out 130 laps on a super sport.
Yeah, I know, he's making everyone else look a bit daft, isn't he?
Absolutely. So we've still got there Todd and Brooks line astern up through Ramsey. You say he's given him a tow through pretty much the entire race since he caught him, hasn't he?
Yeah, and it looks like they're riding around on a short circuit, the way they're throwing them bikes from one side to the other. Isn't it great to see bikes riding around together on the TT course? Obviously, they start at 10-second intervals, so we don't always see it, but I think it's great. It's a great spectacle when you've got more than one bike on the road at the same time.
Especially when there are two top-end riders going together, absolutely circulating together. So Davy Todd, of course, won the RST Superbike TT this morning. Davy Todd in fourth place in the Supersport TT. Michael Dunlop then leading up Ramsey on lap three, off three, by 3.4 seconds from Harrison. Then James Hillier, 40.7 seconds down on Harrison, but that is still 14 and three-quarter seconds up on Davy Todd. Josh Brooks slotting into fifth. Then Davo Johnson in sixth, I think.
Just looking at Davo Johnson going through Ramsey Hairpin at the minute, he looks nice and smooth, nice and steady. Pulls a tear off her. Don't know what the fly situation's like today, but when the sun comes out and it's been a bit of damp, you do get a lot of midges. I'm assuming they had a visor change in the pit stop, so he knows he's on his last lap. He gets rid of them flies so he can see the checkered flag, I think.
Let's go a little bit deeper down the leaderboard while we wait for the top guys to arrive at the bungalow. Balaf then out on this third lap. Josh Brooks was fifth. Rob Hodgson sixth, then James Hind in seventh, Ian Hutchinson eighth, Dominic Herbertson in ninth, Connor Cummins is in the top 10 in 10th, Davo Johnson 11th, Joey Thompson in 12th, Nathan Harrison in 13th, and Gary Johnson in 14th, as the eyes now switch to the bungalow. And we see the race, the leader on the road, certainly Dean Harrison, he's just surrendered the lead in the race itself. He's through the bungalow, so we now have to just watch and wait. It looks gloriously sunny still up on the mountain. These guys are duking it out in lovely conditions.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Conditions all around the course look absolutely fantastic today, don't they? It's a little bit breezy here and there, which might be affecting the top speed of some of these bikes down a couple of the straights. But yeah, other than that, great conditions.
Here is Dunlop then. Let's see what the impact is on the leaderboard. It's out to 6.6. Wow, Dunlop is pouring it on here. Dunlop leads on the Milwaukee Ducati from Dean Harrison's Honda by 6.6 seconds at the bungalow on the final lap.
You do wonder, don't you, whether or not this is a tactic that Michael Dunlop has, do you know, sandbagging a little bit on the first few laps and then pulling the pin on the last lap, or do you know, does it take him a little while to get up to speed? I know a lot of racers they find it quite difficult to just go absolutely flat out from standing start. Of course, you don't get a warm-up lap at the Isle of Man TT, so you know, is it a decision that he's made to sort of just go a little bit steadier to see what the competitors is going to do, or is that out of his hands?
You think as the week goes on that might not be a tactic that's going to keep working. You'll have to pull the pin from the start at some point.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think people will have his card marked, won't they?
if that is indeed the tactic. So in terms of the lap record, he's just slipped off a little bit on that climb of the mountain. It is the fastest we've seen sector time Ramsey to Bungalow in the race, but it's just a little bit about a second, nearly 2 seconds slower than the sector time he set when he set the lap record lap, the 130.4. So he is right on that lap record pace now, 130.4.
We just see Dean Harrison going around the Cregner bar right at the end of the last lap of this race. This is where you're thinking about fuel. This is where you're thinking about getting the bike to the end of the race. He won't want to roll that throttle at all to save fuel. But sometimes if the fuel capacity of the tank is not quite what you need it to be, or if you've got headwinds, like we mentioned, those breezes here and there, if you've got headwind down a couple of the long straights, you end up holding the throttle a bit open a bit longer, and it can sometimes use a bit more fuel. So hopefully they can get to the end of this lap without any fuel issues and get over the line.
Indeed, Dunlop then is on the run down from Cregner Bar as well, down towards Brandish. Dean Harrison's on the run out towards Crocna Mona and should be there any second now. He is, in fact. So Dean Harrison is at Crocna Mona at the end of this final lap of the Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Michael Dunlop is coming through Brandish. We see Harrison into Signpost Corner, but it's Crocna Mona split we're looking for Dunlop to take them, and then we'll get them over the line. So we're waiting for Crocna Mona for Dunlop. He's there now, 20.995. And yeah, he's just slipped off that lap record pace by about a tenth of a mile an hour, but it'll still be enough, because it's gone out to 9.5 seconds now, the lead. So he's gone from 6.5 seconds down to 9.5 seconds up by Crocna Mona on the final lap. He's turned it round by 15 seconds.
He has, and only a real disaster can change that now, can't it, as we see Dean Harrison coming onto the start-finish straight to...
We're going to get Dean Harrison across the line then to finish this race on the Honda. It looks like it's going to be another podium for Dino. Here he comes. And then we wait 20 seconds or so. It's 128.688 for Dean Harrison on the final lap. But what is Michael Dunlop going to do? Here he comes onto Glen Crutchery Road. Pinned, absolutely pinned, the Milwaukee Ducati. My thunder, it's 30. 30 TT wins for Michael Dunlop. He wins by 10.2 seconds. The final lap, just shy of the lap record, 130.313. 10.2 seconds. Dunlop beats Harrison by in Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. I'm not sure we'll have time to wait for James Hillier. We'll confirm his third place because we want to get down to Chris Kinley.
Yeah, we need this reaction of Michael Dunlop coming in to take Ducati's 10th win at the Isle of Man TT. And the Milwaukee boys are here. They were happy in the Northwest. And here he comes. Listen to this. Well, well, well. Win number 30 for Michael Dunlop on the Isle of Man. And James Hillier, Chris Boyd, is just across the line. Yeah, confirmed in third.
Yep, that's right. Confirmed in third, 45 seconds down on Dean Harrison. A fantastic podium for James Hillier and the entire Bournemouth team.
Do you know what? It has been a while, mate. You are absolutely right. One of James Hillier's boys, you just said, it's been a while. And do you know what? It has. 2019 it was. Blimey.
Is it 2019? Got it in my hand there? Yeah.
2019, Supersport 1 and 2. But Michael Dunlop is in, and James Hillier will be coming in next. And he gives the Milwaukee boys a big old hug. We'll let him clear all the sweat and everything off the top of his head, and we'll get in there and grab a word with Michael and tell him his last lap. Michael, sorry bud, 130.313, but more importantly, a 30th Isle of Man win. Many congratulations. And this old man there, James Hillier, on the podium as well.
Good eye. I think more importantly, it's another man of factor, that's what it is. So obviously the Milwaukee guys really wanted to, you know, they made an effort with the Ducati and really wanted me to. They wanted to win around the TT, and they took all faith in me to have a go. And between them and Quattro and Cheshire Mullins, we and the boys, built a lovely wee bike, and it was just hard to get used to the bike because of a V-twin. But obviously the main thing for me is obviously to win for all the boys in the 600, and especially to win for Ducati. You know, it's nice to get them back on the top. That's what they wanted me to do.
Well, back at the top for Ducati, like you say, another manufacturer, but for the race, Dean was away, and then you caught 12 seconds on one lap.
Aye, yeah, no.
Put down.
I got my shit together and got on with it. I knew I knew it kept coming. It was a bit like the big bike. We hadn't had a lot of laps, especially here with brand new motorbike. And obviously to you know, winning a new motorbike, basically, I knew it was going to be hard with the little laps of practice and the way the characteristics of the bike was. But, you know, just big hats off to the lads. You know, the wee bikes dinging along nicely there. I enjoyed riding it. Just took me a lap or two to dial into it.
Very blustery out there.
I got a wee bit there in the last lap, and I obviously needed a new hut to get stuck in, and I didn't want to get caught like I did in the first race. But I knew we were sort of past all the back markers, or not the back markers, that's not right.
Slower riders.
No, well, not even slower riders, but I was nervous of being in the wrong place, wrong time again. So main thing is, no, we got a win today, 30th TT win, which is pretty special too, so yeah.
Well done, Michael. Cheers, much congratulations. You. Well done. Thank you, Michael. So he gets another TT win to add to his portfolio. And this young man here, the last time he was in here was Supersport of 2019, James Hillier. I was like, yeah, but it's two podiums. And back in here, Phil goes, it's been a while.
Too long, yeah.
Brilliant, James. You think about it. You think back when the news broke, that everything had fell through. You put this deal together. This makes it all worthwhile. All the hard work.
Yeah, you know, that last lap, cheers, huh? I just remember why it like, makes it all worth it, and really enjoyed that, to be honest. It just had us a good gap. Who was fourth? Who was behind me?
David Todd, just in behind you.
Yeah, it was a good gap, and it was comfortable, and it was just so nice to see the fans. Thank you, everyone who's the marshals, everyone who's waved there on the last night, everyone who's bought a T-shirt, and it's just magic. I'll sleep well tonight.
I think you will. I think Peter and the guys at Bournemouth will be happy too, yeah?
Absolutely. You know, it's people, I don't think people can appreciate what goes on behind the scenes to get here, and the effort done before we even book the boat, you know. So it's just makes it all worthwhile. So very happy.
Yeah. So your quickest lap of the race, James. Just to give you that, because I know. You, oh, hang on. I'll get you the info. I hate machines like this. 126.709.
Yeah. That last lap, I was that horrible noise. You see the pit board in a good position, and you start hearing noises, and I think the wind is really bad at the top. I thought the bike was getting slower, but I'll see what the other guys say. But really gusty up there, so fair play to all the marshals and the spectators up top. But the bike didn't really miss a beat. I, you know, just sort of settled in, and I didn't have the legs to save Michael, but still enjoyed it. One in the bank. I was a bit sad this morning after that first race. Didn't really get to where I wanted, and a bit frustrated, but happy now.
Well, very happy. The smiling James Hillier. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Well Cheers. Done, boys. Well done. Excellent stuff. Let's go over to Dean, if we can, as second podium of the day. Just having a quick chat to Harv and the team and all the mechanics and that from Honda, and just squeeze in. Sorry, I keep getting into your conversation. Sorry, Harv. Sorry about that. Another podium, Dino, but he saw that he got you in his sights and he was away.
Yeah, no, honestly, I went hard from the start, because that's what we had to do, thereabouts. And I'm happy because we're battling. I feel like I couldn't have rode much harder, really. That's all we've got. Obviously, we're giving quite a lot, 6 mile an hour through the traps, quite a lot to give away. But it is 1,000cc.
Oh, at least, yeah.
But no, honestly, I'm quite happy to be in the battle, to be fair. Now, it's nice to see James on the podium as well. So.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, it's been 7 years since he's been in here. But bottom of the course, wind was helping you a little bit, but on the top, James was saying it's tough.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I just said to Harv. Then up the mountain mile, I only got to fifth because I had a headwind. But then on the bottom half of the track, it was absolutely fine. So it was like, I just sat there, trying to tuck my toes in, elbows and everything, and sit down as best I could. So it wasn't dangerous or anything like that. I think the conditions were actually quite good, to be fair. The track would dry the whole way around. So 2 points, a third and a second, which is nice. So we've gone one better than we did earlier, so it'll go a bit better later on in the week.
Last time I was looking down at the records, it was 2018, the last time you won a Supersport race. Can you do it on the next day?
We'll try. On what day? I want to say what day is
no
on.
No idea what day today is.
No, I'll have to wait and see.
Well, Dino, well done the Honda boys. Cheers.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Boys, thank you very much. And Harv, can't try any hard now, can he?
No, fair play. He rode really hard. It's a tough one for sure. You know, say end of the first lap, having a 6 second gap. But, you know, fair play to Michael pulling it in. And conditions out there, as he said, you know, it's very different down here to what it is up on the top of the mountain.
And good for the TT, three different manufacturers, first, second and third, isn't it? Not good for Honda, obviously, but good for the TT.
No, of course, you know, you can't want more for that. And look at the competition and look at the crowds, look at what they're supporting, each of the fans and the riders and everything, which is fantastic to see.
Thank you for your time. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much. So there we go, guys. Bye, boys and girls. The 1, 2, 3 in the Monster Energy Supersport race. And pretty happy people up there, right? Beth Espy's got people in Parc Fermé. Tell you what, she is on the case in there. A happy, happy Dom Herbertson. He's got the booking Bronco of a Ducati back to the finish. Beth.
Yeah, smiling here, Dom, but it looked like you rode the legs off that. There wasn't much left to bring it back through Parc Fermé.
Oh, no, not much. I know I actually knocked the engine off coming in, just thinking, you know, do you know how much a litre it is? It's £5 a litre. You know, I'm definitely knocking it off. But no, that was... We've come on leaps and bounds with our bike, considering yesterday I wasn't going to ride it. It was that, honestly, there were people moving out their chairs at Union Mills. Honestly, there's no, if you're listening to this, there's a lovely old couple who are just having a lovely time, and then I came through last night and they just vacated quicker than, like rats off a burning ship. I couldn't believe it. But it was, we've come on leaps and bounds, so I must thank like Max and obviously Lee from TAS as well, because there's not many Ducatis out there, and I think the one to watch, and all joking aside, is definitely Connor Cummins, because he definitely was starting to get used to that on the Ducati. And I'm a bike fan. I want to go race, and I want to see bikes going faster, and I think this is just the beginning of the Ducatis there. But who won the race, by the way?
Michael Dunlop.
Oh, there you go. That says one. There you go. There, that says everything about the Ducatis, you know what I mean? So we're getting there with them, a little bit by, but... Obviously, Michael's got a tie down, so congratulations, Michael. Slow up a little.
I tell you what, just so good to see you looking so happy. We know what a few weeks you've had in the run-up to this. So, yeah, early in the week yet, though.
Yeah, so I know I've got a chain up my backside. I think there's a few links missing off the original chain, so the mystery continues to where they are. Unfortunately, it's ripped the back of the seat unit, so Adam Hewitt fire blade there is not looking too good at the moment, obviously, and the bike actually belongs to Alan Gardner there, so I've got a lot of apologies to make to him on that side of things. But
are we going to see you walking a bit funny?
Oh my giddy aunt, the rumours will be flying, but it's no, the sun's out, the wind wasn't too bad, and that's what this place is about, isn't it? Happy days.
Absolutely, thanks so much for talking to us, Tom.
Cheers, thank you.
So we'll just take a walk up here as other riders. See, David Rigby's just arrived here, which is great news that he finished that race. Obviously, he didn't have the best of races this morning. I'm just wondering whether I'll be able to sneak in here and grab a quick word with James Hind, who's just in conversation at the moment. Sorry to bother you, James. How was that race for you? Talk us through it.
Yeah, decent. Windy in places you wouldn't expect, to be honest, like going into Gorsley. And yeah, it was good. Yeah, happy with that seventh.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. As I say, the conditions do feel like they're changing. We know that wind's coming in tonight, but machine worked all right, though. Everything pit-wise went well?
Yeah, 750, yeah, going real well. Just the pits had a bit of an issue getting it started. She wouldn't start, so I had to click her in gear and bump it off, but yeah, other than that, happy.
Brilliant. Great talking to you, James. Thank you.
Thank you.
So more riders just filing in through here. As you can imagine, it gets quite busy in here as everybody's moving everything out. We'll just wander down here so we can grab a quick word with Connor Cummins is here. Connor, sorry. Sorry to interrupt you. Connor Cummins, just a quick word. How was that for you?
It's good. We've put a result to bed there now, so... I'm happy. Big thanks to Boro Ozaki Racing. We're still getting to grips with this little Ducati. Obviously, Super Sport's not really my category, but the boys have done a mega job and given me a really good little bike there. So we can, yeah, put a marker down. Let's go racing another day.
That's what Dom was saying, just watching you out there. It seems like you were really getting used to it and getting into it. I suppose conditions, we know they're changing. The wind up top was a little bit squirrely.
Yes, yeah. It's... Once I was in the draft of those boys, I was all right. I could just sort of sit there, but yeah, it's just, yeah, we'll go again. I'm happy enough.
Good to hear, Connor. Thank you.
Thanks.
And let's just wander here and speak to Brian McCormack, who's just walked in there. Brian, how was that?
Windy. It was good, to be honest. I haven't done many laps on that bike. And Adam McLean, who is a very, very good rider in 600 here, I could catch him all the way to Ramsey and then across the mountain. I could only pull fourth gear, which is either the size of me and the wind or a combination of both, but I can only stay in fourth gear the whole way across the mountain, and I had nothing, unfortunately. So I was losing about 20 seconds, I'd say. It was horrendous, but look, it was good. It was a finish. It was better than this morning. Unfortunately, clutch went off the line on the big bike, so sorry to everybody that's out there wearing all the merch and everything waving at me, but I didn't make it around. But look, we had a good finish in that, and that's one under the belt for the rest of the week, hopefully.
Go and have a little sit down now.
Oh, we'll have a point maybe.
I think you deserve it. Thank you very much indeed. That's Brian McCormack, and I'm just wondering whether Ian Hutchinson will have a quick word with me here. Good to see you smiling again, Ian. Talk us through your race.
Yeah, it was all right, really. I'm just building into it. It felt like I was riding quite well on the last lap, and then I rode over something at coming into Guffrey's round the left hander. It looked like one of those square cameras. Rode straight over it, so I was very concerned that I'd have a front tyre puncture, so kind of ruined the rest of the lap there. So we fell back a couple of places, but apart from that, you know, it was going all right.
That must be so frustrating, and I don't know how you get your head back into gear when you're constantly worrying about something like that.
No, well, I've had two front punches around here in the past, and you do lose the front, so the last thing I want to do is lose the front on the mountain, that's for sure. Yeah, it's a bit of a shame, but yeah, it is what it is, and I don't know what it was, but it was massive. I don't know, I didn't even come off.
Bless you. Well, well done. Good to see you smiling, as I say.
Cheers.
Thanks very much, Beth. That sounds like a bit of a scary moment for Ian Hutchinson. Just news from race control about 6 minutes ago. The Rhodes Open car has left St Ninian's to begin opening the roads on the TT Mountain course. Please remember that the roads remain closed until the Rhodes Open car has passed through your location. But for everybody who wants to get home from work, because this is a working day on the Isle of Man, the Rhodes Open car is on its way. Let's have a look at the times for that final lap, lap three of the Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. We know, of course, it was Michael Dunlop, 130.313, 17 minutes 22.321. It was just 0.7 seconds outside of his own Supersport lap record, so he was right on that pace until the very end of the lap. He was certainly ahead of that. He had it up to a 130.8, I think I had him at one point. So still a sensational lap and a sensational way to overturn a 6.5 second deficit at one point to win by 10.2 seconds. Dean Harrison on the final lap, his fastest lap of the race, 128.688. James Hillier's fastest lap, his fastest of the race as well, 126.709. Josh Brooks, everybody in fact doing their fastest lap on the final lap, as you would expect, because it was the flying lap at the end of the first lap. They were coming into the pits, and then the second lap had the pits tapped in. So on the final lap, Josh Brooks, 125.950. Davey Todd, 125.943. Connor Cummins, 125 as well, 125.07. And Rob Hodson up over 125 as well, 125.007. Dominic Herbert's then 124.954. We'll be having the guys up for the podium celebrations very shortly. So let's make a start on our rundown, the results of this Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 1. Michael Dunlop on the Milwaukee Ducati makes it 30 TT wins for him and a 14th in Supersport class. 14 Supersport TT
That's
wins.
Unbelievable, isn't it? And I think he's that'll be the, is it the 8th manufacturer he's won on? He's that man is just a bit unstoppable on a Supersport bike, isn't he? And he kept us waiting. He kept us, we didn't know what was going to happen, but he pulled something special out of the bag today.
Did he ever? We'll carry on with the leaderboard recap in just a moment, but we want to keep speaking to the riders. And Beth, how's Joe Yeardsley?
So Joe, how was that?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. It's the first time this week I've actually enjoyed riding my bike. It's a big learning curve, first time on a super stock bike, and I've been going out on that first every night and coming in like I've done a 24-hour Le Mans race, and then going out on my smaller bikes, riding like a traveling marshal. So it was nice to just get dialed in on the bike that I know and I've been riding and just get into a rhythm, and it kind of come to me then. So it was enjoyable.
It's a reminder, I suppose, of why you're doing it, and this is only your second TT.
Yeah, and I did decide to leave the big race this morning to focus on this, and I'm kind of glad I did now, to be honest. So we'll just do the stock races on the big bike and treat it as practice and try and focus on the smaller classes. So no, I really enjoyed that.
Any changes to make to it?
No, it's all good. It was just lack of practice, but everyone's in the same boat, aren't they? So fingers crossed we can, this weather stays up and we can all get some more racing done this week.
Enjoy the rest of the day, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We are, I think, just about ready for the podium. We're just waiting for news. All the riders we can see are up having their pictures taken with their helmets with the podium markers. Let's head down to Chris Kinley.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the podium presentation for the Monster Energy Supersport Race 1, and to present the award from Monster Energy, Paul Hewitt, who's a Monster Energy Ambassador. Give him a round of applause, folks, please. Thank you, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, in third position, riding the Bournemouth Kawasaki Racing. Kawasaki, great to see him back on the podium. James Hillier. James makes his way 7 years ago, last time he was up there, and he's up there again. Well done, James. Gets the third position. In second position, riding the Honda Racing UK Honda CBR 600, number three, Dean Harrison. Dean gets the garland over his neck. And your race winner, riding the Ducati Panigale V-twin for the MD Racing team, and 130 mile an hour lap, win number 30, Michael Dunlop. And Michael makes his way for the 30th time to the top of the step of the TT, gets the sash over his neck, gets the Monster Energy hat on as well, and gets the trophy first presented in 1922 to G.S. Davison. Your winner, Michael Dunlop! And ladies and gentlemen, please now be upstanding for the anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together once more for James Hillier, Dean Harrison, and the 30-time TT winner, Michael Dunlop. And also thank you very much to Paul from Monster Energy. And now the Forage and Vintage Champagne will be opened, and the wind is blowing the correct direction to be this side of the boys here as the barriers blow over with the wind starting to pick up there. It's all right, boys, it's all safe. Here we go. Michael's done his, and away we go. There we go, Michael. Done that 30 times now. Well done to Dean, and well done to James.
Keep up to date with Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website, motorsport.manxradio.com. Your one-stop shop for news, travel, road closures, and racing schedules. You can also step into Manx Radio 1368's 60-year motorsport archive, including interviews with your favourite riders, race highlights from yesteryear, and our collection of motorsport videos and podcasts. motorsport.manxradio.com, the home for motorsport on the Isle of Man, from the best biking station in the world, Manx Radio 1368.